6 to 7 years. Well, not because we didn't, it didn't have to come, but the fact is, you know, a busy man is a busy man, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's good to have him back on the air, ladies and gentlemen, and with all the family, everybody having fun. And guaranteed today will be a different day.
Yep, it's a Superstar Wednesday like no other, okay? We have got, ooh. Ah, it's big. It's a big flex. It's a serious big flex. We've got Don Jazzy in the studio, but he came with magics. He brought some of that magics, and he brought some spice with him, boy spice. So it's looking... I do these things,
Mighty
yeah.
and spice.
Oh, yeah, I think I get that. That's good. But, I mean, we already joked about boy spice. We joked about boy spice not bringing a rabbit. And,
yeah, well, what's that about?
Don't mind him, oh.
You know you can get charged for animal cruelty. You know that, right?
No, it can't be cruelty. The rabbits, they enjoy it, but not leaving the rabbits in the house.
But it's all good to have everybody in the house. We have magics. The first time I ever came across his music, that was 2 years ago, and it was myself and Kemi Smalls, right? I'm happy for you that you got a deal, because you know you had the depth, and it's good. Boy Spice was a guy, I'm sure everybody figured it out when he dropped some freestyle on YouTube, right? I think it was YouTube or Instagram, right? And I mean, everybody gets found different ways. Justin Bieber got found by Usher on SoundCloud. And first, I want to ask you guys, how did you get signed?
Honestly, I think it's God at the time, because I remember I just finished school, and I was putting out like a lot of like freestyles and stuff. And I remember like giving people like my CD and giving people like my my page for people to like follow and stuff like that. So one fateful midnight, I got reached out to, and that was like the best night.
Do you remember the date?
No, but it was March.
It was March. At least you remember it was March.
2020.
And you slept well, right?
Actually, I was seeing Netflix, so I couldn't sleep till the next morning. I was just staring at my phone.
That's good. That's good.
Like, is this really me?
You know, the thing is about Don Jazzy is I've seen him on a lot of interviews. Sometimes it's hard to ask him any questions because it's not hard. I figured that sometimes I watch the interview, and like, it's like they've asked this guy everything. Now, the part I really want to get is, people know it is magic for you when you pick an artist and they know that this artist is going to blow, right? How do you see, what do you see before you pick anybody to sign?
Yeah.
It's talent, though. I see talent, I see vision, I see seriousness.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of artists that are out there and they think they're serious, but they're not serious.
Absolutely.
Or some people will be on Instagram and they've already started acting like
Bad and Bougie.
Yeah, like Jagaban already before they even get signed.
Anyway.
You understand? So but when I see an artist that is like, you know, pushing themselves already and entertaining their little fan base that they have.
Yeah.
The one that you have, even if it's only 100 people that is there, entertaining them, and those ones are there commenting, when are you dropping EP? When are you dropping EP? At least I can see some people.
Yeah.
So our job is to amplify that.
I like that.
You understand?
Like
so
that. Basically, you have to put in work first, and you have to be very serious about what you're doing.
Because some of the things that they think that they know, they might not know as much. They know some things, but then obviously, they say experience is the best teacher. We've been in the game for a long time, and so there are some things that we might have seen along the line. Even though things change, the industry changes, but we have a strong enough team to be able to adapt to the changes.
And I like that.
So that we can be able to impact those carry those changes now and try and teach
everybody. And that's good.
Amazing stuff, really.
Academy.
To be honest, I mean, most of these guys are like super talented without a doubt. But then I feel like, just as you said, like you take them through a process as well. I do remember, like, even before Ira came out, I listened to like a bunch of her music and I was absolutely mind blown. And someone told me, like, you know, she's been in the works for like a year.
Mm-hmm.
So in that 1 year, like, is that the whole period where, you know, you put them through image consultancy, all of that, everything goes down?
Yeah.
So is there any artist, like every artist goes through that process?
They do. Everybody has to. Everybody has to. Some people actually is more than 1 year.
Oh, wow.
It's not necessarily that is supposed to be 1 year.
Yeah.
I think Ara's own was actually just fast
tracked.
She was about 18 months, I guess.
Yeah, yeah, it was a little fast tracked because I wanted a lady out at the time. Yeah.
Okay.
You understand? So, so if not, people like Boy Spice would have come before, or some of the other artists. Yeah.
You came the same time.
No, you know the funny thing.
Oh.
You know the funny thing. You, Ara, and the next runner up.
Yeah.
So yeah, thank you for that.
You are the next runner up.
Yeah.
I messaged you.
I want to join moving.
I can be the next runner up too.
In like a week, in the space of 1 week. Yeah. Your was
Christmas Day.
Day. Yeah. Your next runner up was 23rd, actually. It was 2 days before you.
Oh, wow!
Then Ara was 31st.
Yeah.
Was New Year.
That was a good Christmas present for you, yo. Like, I'm just like, literally, Christmas was made for you.
Christmas morning.
It was, and I mean, it's not like I don't know why it was Christmas. I just this is our work. We don't know every day.
It was as it moves, as the vibe is.
I want to introduce, ladies and gentlemen, Crayon just walked in.
Wow.
I mean, I remember the first unveil he did. He was on a song that everybody was on, and everybody just figured out, who is this guy? He took the last verse. And Crayon, how are you doing?
I'm doing great.
You know the truth about getting signed with other people, especially when you had your time. You know, you see other guys come in. There's always that, not everybody, but you know, there's always that feeling like, you know, everybody wants to be about themselves. But, you know, how have you been able to cope and cohabit with seeing other guys getting the same deal that you had?
To be honest, like before they go signed, they were my friends.
Oh, right. Nice. Yeah.
Magic is my guy. Magic is my guy. We used to do Amala together.
So Magic gave it to Dima.
Like we're all guys already.
Are you for real?
Yeah, so it's really just love, and to be honest,
so it's
just
really
enjoy
a family then.
Family thing.
Love it.
I want to put you on the spot.
I think I'm an orphan. Who wants to adopt me? Like, I can't be adopted.
You know, the thing is, there's always a favorite, right? When it comes to your guys, Ira Star, every single person, you, who do you have on your playlist that you listen to the most?
I listen to everybody, to be honest.
That's a true question.
That's like for real. Magic, like Magic's verse on Overdose is one of my favorite. Ira's verse too, true, is mad. Boy Spice verse, when time you come, that was it. What's that?
unique there, yeah.
Because I used to see sometimes on Twitter, I don't have to type in that. All of them sound alike to me.
The fandoms.
I don't think they sound alike. I think they have specific. So you, I particularly, Crayon, I'm obsessed with the song Gokam. Like, you don't get it. No, I'm serious.
That's
like,
my fake too, I'm not gonna lie.
See, if I'm doing anything around the house, if that song doesn't play, there's something wrong. Like, I'm not even kidding you. Boy Spice is dreams for me. Oh, you love Don't Cost a Thing? Bro, no, Magic's voice really, like that name, Magic's, is right. It's great. So everybody has their own thing. With Ira, there's so many songs that I have heard. I'm serious. Mm-hmm. Yes, please release it. I beg you. Because she has so much. And to be honest, you have an eye for talent. Like, honestly, when you think of Don Jazzy, you think of like amazing stuff. I actually worked with the Mavens at some point when Vev Life was gonna happen.
Oh wow.
But then yeah, I was gonna be the presenter.
Mario. So,
yeah, so like, wow. I have actually,
he's selling himself big time.
I'm just saying, he knows real. Recognize real. Wow. But to be honest, like, I got to see how you work closely, and I don't think I've seen anything like that. It's very intentional. I think intentional is the word, and that's why, like, you can pick out very specific talents who are like sky level, literally, from Rema to every single person. It's just been absolutely mind blowing. So we're wondering who the next run out
is. Incoming.
How soon?
But definitely not Christmas Day again, right? I want to throw this to you very quickly, Boy Spice, right? I feel like, you know, sometimes you get into the industry, you have cold feet. What has been your biggest challenge as an artist so far?
Yes.
I love it.
Do you know, I almost say with anybody.
No, I'm not ready.
We're going on a quick break, ladies and gentlemen. This is Maven All Stars, Overloading, Overdose. We've got Don Jazzy, Crayon,
yes,
Boy Spice, and Magic's in the building. Don't touch that radio, guys. This is a Nigerian anthem, and I'll tell you that for me, if you want to start your day, this is the best song to play.
You know? You
got to have it on your playlist because, you know, the first thing is, especially in Lagos, Nigeria, going out, the first thing is you're driving in traffic and looking at the other guy,
no jam me.
I'm going straight for my promotion. I'm going to work. I need to go make money. Don't kill my vibe.
Don't.
It is a Nigerian anthem.
Nobody don't kill my vibe.
It definitely is. Yo, but like Iris Star, Headies, bagging 8 nominations. Like, whoa.
It's crazy. Yeah.
Well, what's good? Yo. I mean, she's great. She's so great, but yo, that's mind blowing. How does that feel?
It feels amazing. It feels amazing, especially because last year I remember myself and Tega were having a discussion.
Yeah.
And when we compiled the list, finished, we only had one nomination that last year. So okay. Now, and it's something that they like to do on Twitter. They say, okay, this is a label, how many people. We just drank our tea. We drank our tea, let you go and sleep. Well, luckily for us, but a poll got one award.
Yeah, one.
Now I understand, but she won the award. So we're happy. I remember I was at home, I was watching the heading.
Yeah.
And they just said, poll one. And I went, I said, wow, it's crazy. The first person I called was Tega. Him too was in his house.
In
I was like, wow, we got one. Okay, now this is beautiful. At least we got one.
Exactly. But that song deserved to win it. It was the best collaboration, I think, with Simi, right?
Yeah, we thank God. So this one now.
It's bigger.
Ah.
Better.
The awards now came flowing. Not only he, both from her, both, and even Paul himself, from one last year to five nominations this year. That's amazing. Johnny Drill as well had a couple, so we're very grateful.
Literally just sweat it.
I'm very grateful. Yeah. And the most important one, well, there's the next rated category.
Yeah.
In this.
That's what I always cause fight every
time. So see, I remember we had to make a conscious decision. No, I'm serious now. Because at some point I said, Tega, you know, if we drop album for R&R, then there's no next rated this thing, potential for her.
Yeah.
And we sat down, we debated it with her as an artist. That, see, we're about to put that album for you now. But you have to also understand that means that if they're doing next rated, you're not in.
You're not going to be a part of it.
We sat down, we talked to ourselves, and we agreed that we want to put out the album regardless. And we put out the album. Without you saying, which is not going to be inside the club, but as the thing has come out now.
As it has happened.
And the putter is, I don't know how you did it, but thank you very much. We appreciate it.
And it worked. So. Now, there is a disparity with, I'm coming to Crayon and Boy Spice. There's a disparity with, sometimes, I know you get questions like, you are more open-minded now. If free will got everybody knew Don Jazzy as a really quiet guy, but now you were very playful, very open-minded. Do you get questions like, oh, sometimes, you know, the Don Jazzy was very quiet guy? You're still quiet, I know that.
Yeah, but that whispering phase.
So is it a change that happened over the years?
I feel you. You see, I have pictures of my dad there. Like back in the days, they used to wear all those bootcut jeans and all those things. Lambies, once upon a time, they used to do all those yuppie things and they used to go out there, they go to night parties, go to club and things. But when you grow older, you become wise, older and wiser, and you become grandpa to everybody. to everybody.
Exactly.
Oh, Benny, I don't know. Everything that you want to do now, I don't know before. I have rocked the chains, I've gone to the clubs, I've spent, I've gone to strip, and there's something we will never do. So right now, I'm just raising young people.
I like that. That's what I like that. I see,
the platform God has given me, let me just share it.
I love it. I love it.
And you're using it nicely.
That's the only thing. They're not here. It's not disturbing me. Me and my father, we're not that different. We go to his page, it's the same. I can share people products. That's why they share too.
I totally agree.
So I don't have that time to now come and be sitting down and now be calculating some bunch of things that we did when we were younger.
So, Boy Spice, I've got a question for you. I mean, I feel like in the span of, you know, quite a while, like, a lot of stuff changed for you, right? And how surreal does that feel, from having a Christmas present that you didn't expect to having this whole different life where girls now are stressing you out?
Yeah, that's a pretty question.
It's true. Now, let's be specific. How does that feel for you?
It's been amazing. I knew stuff like this was going to happen, but I wasn't expecting it to be this way.
This magnitude.
You know,
this big. So I'm just grateful to God and everyone.
It's how he's smiling for me.
Going on.
It's like he's having flashbacks.
From the day you kicked off your career and now, what has changed for you hugely as an artist? Now, you know, the difference. You have Crayon as friends and family, and Crayon as a star. What has changed about you for the last time, from the first day you got signed and now? What has really changed?
A lot have changed, to be honest. Like, the way I'm being perceived among my friends, like my day ones, first of all, you know, and like the responsibilities that come from the family, and like the responsibilities that comes from the fans as well, and everything. That's just it for me.
Yeah, but it's been great for you. I mean, sometimes they expect so much from you. Sometimes you have days where you just want to just be by yourself, or you just want to be yourself, or you don't want to have to spend all the money that you have. You ain't getting those times.
Yes, of course. Everybody, yeah, of course. You're all humans, to be honest. Like, everybody has their up and down days. You understand? So me, I faced mine too. So now I'll be up. I mean, having number one song in the world right now.
Crayon, I love that, man.
He's manifesting.
Lot has changed. If I hear that, lot has not changed. Lot has changed. For somebody like Crayon, because you know, when I send people and I introduce them to you guys, and I'm like, this guy is talented, though.
Yeah.
Last, it's not me that's going to stream all the music. You see, it's all of you that still go to go and stream it. So, my own is to just come and be ringing and go every day. You guys are talented, go and check it out. You know what I'm saying? So, obviously, sometimes, I think the fans, maybe either they're suffering from fatigue. Maybe listening fatigue.
Exactly.
They're just engrossed in some other artists or their films and things. They'll take their time to come around. So for somebody like Crayon, I've been like, people are not hearing this boy. This boy is dope. You understand? So I'm very happy that the intentionality that we put in a song like
Overdose
was to actually make sure that people see him as the talented guy that he
absolutely
is.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So, which is why he's obviously the one starting the song and taking the chorus to carry the team along. He's the senior in the team. Yeah, he's the senior in the team. So people need to see. People must see him now. So we actually really didn't want to put Rema on this
one that,
because
okay.
I really actually wanted you guys to see my. See, when we activate people, We try as much as possible to make sure we don't do like collaborations.
Yeah.
Mm. So it's like when it's Magic's EP, it's Magic.
It's
EP.
Just
so you
him.
See him for him.
For who he is.
It's Ira, you see him in, for him.
I
so
get it.
But I've done, everybody has done their EPs now. So I felt like okay. They've seen them like small acceptance. Okay, now let's try and amplify that with one of these songs. So this particular song is it's more like an Adobe than a Dorobucci.
Okay. Mm. Okay.
So it's like Adobe in the other time I decided to use it to let you guys see like
see?
The younger guys.
Okay.
As opposed to having like both
the whole,
in there. So
and this is better explained because people kept asking questions while I was running
on.
We're working on an album
that
he is definitely a part of.
Okay.
So you still be
so that's like a Maven All-Stars album type thing.
Yes.
Okay.
We don't really like Oyinle, maybe in All Stars. Maybe in Super. Well, I think Nigerians don't even. So now nah, that means I'm afraid to be maybe in All Stars.
I'm telling you, because that's where, that's what everything is.
That's crazy.
So, yeah, so we make sure that, okay, Crayon now is going to lead this pack.
Yeah.
And she did an amazing job, and we're so very happy. This, we're just calm here. Yeah. 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 We don't need some.
It's a check mic. It's like my star story. Madness.
We'll go check it out, right? The Magics, like, I mean, obviously, just like everybody else, it's, I think the transformations or just the changes with everybody can feel so loud. And are there days where you're just like, yo, like, is this me? Even when there's the pressure, but you're still like, this wasn't a problem I had yesterday. Like, how surreal is it for you?
I think many of the things that are happening now, I feel like in my head, I've like
envisioned.
Yeah, so it doesn't really come heavy on me like that. But like, what I really thank God for is that it happened at the time that it happened. And it's still happening right now. Cause like, I don't know what I'll be doing
if you weren't doing this.
Yeah, do you understand me? Like, I went to school, but like in my head, I never thought like this is what I want to do.
Why can't you know? Really go?
So I never thought like this is what I want to do. You know, like I always know I want to do music. So it's just, I feel like it's just God, you know. So
was there any song you made that you felt, oh, maybe this is it, before this came?
I always feel like that with every of my song. Okay. I think one funny thing is this is the one.
It's a mentality thing now.
Yeah. I mean, like, if you don't,
I think that's when me I come in.
Yeah,
because me, I don't even like to myself. But this song is. because you don't need to waste time, too much time like that.
True.
I feel like you have put this in the world. In its time or God's time, anyhow you want to put it.
Yeah.
It will manifest. It will turn to what it wants to turn. Exactly. Look at the Gentility track. That one day track.
Yeah.
It back. Took its time.
Look at CK's track. This thing. Maybe it's 2019. When are you going to come? You have done your job. You have put out a masterpiece inside there. They don't want to accept it now. Oh, but anyway.
Yeah. So like, I just feel like when I make my music, I always think, oh, this is the best. Mm-hmm. Every time, like, that's me literally, like, any music I make, I'm like, wow, I like this one, and the last one I recorded, I like this one. So that's my mentality. Until you send it to Jazzy, I'm gonna be like, that one. This is the one thing Jazzy tell you. I like that one, I like this one, but I like this one more. So when he tell you I like this one more, just know that,
okay, that's the song, right?
Let's go with that one.
We gotta play this song again, right? We had to play it again.
Yeah.
And I'm caught up with things saying Maven All Stars or Maven. It's Maven.
It's Maven.
Right?
Yeah.
It's all overloading and overdosing. It's okay, right? The music. Don't get that straight. Back to back, we were playing Love Don't Cost a Dime. And it's the remix of Magic featuring Iris Starr. Don't touch that radio. Project's coming out. I mean, it's nice when we're in tune with what's going on with everybody. I mean, anybody at work, Craig, are you working on anything this year? I mean, what's the plan? Because I know you guys have a calendar, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
So who's dropping this year?
Everybody's dropping, but not albums, because we're obviously dropping the
Maven album.
Rema has already dropped. So I think there's an album from Paul.
Okay.
And I think there's also one from Ira. So.
Oh, wow. This year, right? Looking good.
The same 2022.
Looking good. And I mean, looking forward to hearing so much from everybody, because you guys are putting in work in what you do. The fact is, it's harder. He's hard in his business. Now, the thing is, what's the trick, Don, in pushing music? The trick. Let me just explain. let me tell you, everybody makes you feel like it's some magic or, you know, what do you guys do that's different?
It's not easy like that, though. It's not easy like that. I don't know why people think that is. That's not, it's not like that. We've been successful a couple of times, more times than not. But then again, there's sometimes that we go to war, but then it doesn't really go according to how we planned. But it doesn't stop us. We'll come back again with other projects. We either change the style of song, change some, tweak something.
Yeah.
But consistency, keep going, because you know, like I said, every artist believes that the song, their song is the best.
Is the best. Dope,
yeah. Is the dopest. You know what I'm saying? So if you try for a while, you can't start flogging a dead horse. After a while, you
absolutely
can leave it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So after a while, you can leave it and move on to something else. You can come back later on, but but actively
I love it, don't just
no, I'm serious now. Actually, you can't stay actively pushing the same thing.
I agree. The thing is, you're speaking our mind as he should be. I mean, the fact is, it's great where you guys are, because I know the narrative out there is, if that guy had signed to Maven, he would have blown. I've heard so many narratives like that.
It's not like that, too. It's not like that, because it's possible. Sometimes all these things is also chemistry. It's possible that maybe your chemistry might not be a Maven chemistry.
Yeah.
It's possible that you might actually be better off in another team, and they might have maybe this way they promote their own music over them might work better for you. And by all means, go and try that. But I think
We try the way we did, but it's not
more than
that, right?
No, but it's not like on like me. I think I listen more than any artist, because on my I follow what the people, the consumers.
Yeah.
They're on my Twitter, Instagram. I actually listen. And at the moment, if you ask Rema fans, they want him to go and sign to an international record label,
yeah,
or whatever. I don't always work like that sometimes. You understand? Yeah. There are some artists that signed to international record label in Nigeria here, that sometimes some songs work, some don't work. Yeah, so all of us we're still pushing with any hard that we can push. So it's not necessarily why people will be like, if you send that guy to maybe it will work. But after a while, they want to still remove the food from
everyone. You know what?
Daddy, go, guys, give this guy to give it to you.
Thank you so much, guys, for coming on the show. We had a great time. Shout out to Magix. Looking forward for your work. Crayon, I'm a big fan every time. I think for the first thing you did, a short video of Gokam is just stuck.
That song.
Yeah, that song again. Stuck in my head. And you know the thing is, you do it.
I'm glad that you can say that. If you can help us just be playing it back again.
You know the thing is,
Now that some people have discovered you now, maybe they will not like it now.
No, but we play, he knows.
No, that song was.
But like I said, it's also good that, you know, it keeps resonating the same energy and playing the same thing. Mm. I feel like for me, in all the records you put out, everything has its own purpose, but Gokam just stuck. There's just something about it to me. That's magic.
People are just looking at this Romana, they think that's not Kion's best work. Kion's work. people, go ahead, listen to Kion. Yeah, I bet you don't box.
Thank you. And shout out to Boy Spice for coming. Hey, you're going to be long.
Please, he's been honest. You people should allow
me. I like it. There was a guy that I actually saw did a freestyle with him. I think that's the guy that's a runner up. I'm not sure.
And that?
There was a guy. You know that guy, right?
I know who you're talking about.
The runner up, we don't know yet, but I think we're trying to figure it out.
We're just trying to figure out who the runner up is.
Okay.
We'll wait.
They come.
Back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. 96.9 Cool FM. We had a great time. I'm Deal to the TUNEVE. You want to check out the full interview if you missed it? You can check out on www.thecoolfm.ng. We drop it on YouTube as well.
Yep, that's how it's rolling. So it's your number one hit music station. We've had such a blast with the Mavens. We're going back to regular programming while we've gone party off air.
As always.
Nice one,
nice. All right.